Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Colby Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 10th, 1839, the Barbadian newspaper made a scathing attack on the conduct of parliamentarians, the Road Bill, and the prevalence of absenteeism in Barbados. The paper, published by Abel Clinkett on High Street, Bristol, deplored the way members of the House of Assembly were treating to the business of the public, especially with important pieces of legislation before it in the new era of free labour. According to the Barbadian, when Parliament met the day before, on July 9th, only 11 parliamentarians were present at 1:30 p.m., while 4 had left the island. This, the paper posited, was a poor way of expediting the public business. However, the brunt of the criticism was leveled against the Road Bill, which was contemplated taxes on vehicles. Noting that Parliament was yet to deliver a good Road Bill, which under slavery had placed the burden of taxation on the slaveholding class, under the proposed bill, a new tax was to be levied on the owners of carriages such as Chariot, Lauder, Britska, Phaeton, and Gigs. Such vehicles were widely used by the populace to take their families to church and to travel throughout the country to engage in social intercourse. These, the paper argued, were necessities and not luxuries, and ought to pay a lower tax. The Barbadian noted that it was not the carriages which destroyed the roads, but the heavy wagons and carts laden with produce heading to Bridgetown and returning with bricks and lumber. When these roads were damaged, the road mending teams were impeded in their duties by heavy wagons coming down a hill with the wheel locked, cutting deeply into the road. A large proportion of these carts, argued the paper, were the property of absentee owners who were spending their income in Europe, living in splendor and elegance and luxury, and not contributing at least in a very small proportion to the expenses of the island. These carts were only subject to a paltry fee, but caused much damage to the road's surfaces. The Barbadian agreed with the editor of the Globe newspaper, who suggested that rather than the heavy taxation on carriages, the House of Assembly should introduce a tax on imported horses and increase the tax on wagons and carts. As for the absentee owners, the Barbadian was concerned that many of them care little about public institutions or roads or anything else, so that large crops and higher prices administered to their enjoyment of the luxuries and delights of European residents. The paper went on to insist that the country is injured by the continued absence of many of the large proprietors and of men qualified by talents and education for promoting her best interests, and that many serious evils under which the West Indian colonies are now suffering arise from absenteeism.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.